started with some hashlamos briefly from last week's shiur about the two ways of understanding gittin as a formal process versus a shiluach. He first repeated a suggestion that maybe there'd be a difference between erusin and nisuin. That erusin is more of a formal isser, so you would think gerushin would be a formal process. Nisuin is more of a reality of the experience of living together, and therefore it would be broken up with a hashimulach. But he pointed out that if you assume that, of course, that nisuin doesn't supplant erusin, which has built on it, which is the pashtus, then nisuin would need both dinim, and nisuin would need both dinim, one to break up the practical reality of nisuin, and one to break up the underlying formal commitment of erusin. While in erusin would only need one process. He said if you want to be really crazy, you could say that if you only have the shiluach aspect for Nesua, she goes back to being an arusa, but that's too crazy. Then the second hashlama was a fas toar. And as could there ever be a gerushin, maybe with just like a ben noach type shiluach, just send her out of the house. Would that ever work for Jews without a get at all? So he says, maybe for your fas toar, because the pasuk says v'shilach tol nafshah, and it's not clear if that pasuk is talking about once she's considered your wife, you can still just send her away. Or does the pasuk mean if you don't want her to be your wife, like if you never married her yet, you can send her away? But maybe you could have a chiddush that even if she's considered your wife, since you didn't marry her through a regular process, but just through this capturing process, therefore you could just send her away, and that would be a ben noach type shiluach for Jews. In the Rambam, it's a little unclear. Exactly, he talks about mashal chal nafsha. It's not clear whether it means with a get, without a get, whether it means after you married her, before you married her. But in any case, for the Rama, it would be too hard to be machadish that you could just do a sending away, stop, just kick her out of the house for your fas toar, because the Rama says you marry her with kiddushin. So once you marry her with kiddushin, she should just be like any other wife, and there shouldn't be anything special. So the Rambam, even though his language is unclear, Lamaisa, if he holds you do kiddushin to your fas toar, then of course you'd need a regular process of get. And the third Hashlama is, what about Pilagshim? Right, so what is the status of Pilagshim? There seem to be two Gersos on Hedid Av Chaf Alef and Aleph, what a Pilagish is. Rashi on Chomish's Gersa in Parshas Chayasara is below Ksuba. Sounds like there's Kiddushin for Pilagish. If there's Kiddushin, then Pilagish is a wife, just a funny wife. The Rambam says before Shinuchas Malachim Dalad, that it's below Ksuba, ubelo Kiddushin. So the Rambam holds a Pilegesh, and if the king married a Pilegesh without Kiddushin, then how does he divorce a Pilegesh? So it could be that maybe if it's a non-Kiddushin type of marriage, he would divorce her with the Ben Noach type of Shiluach. And so that's basically three places, three Ashlamos, last year, number one. Within the Jewish divorce, is it more of a shiluach or more of a formal process, maybe distinguishing arusa and nesua? Number two, could we ever have like a process of shiluach without all the proper trappings, maybe for yifas toar? And number three, maybe for pilegesh, alibi de Rambam as opposed to Rashi. Okay, now we got to the main point of yesterday's shir, which is shtar. So if we assume a get is a shtar, we have to understand what a shtar is before we understand what a get is. So what is a shtar? So the pasuk seems to tell us what a shtar is. Not in the Chumash, doesn't talk too much about it, but in Yirmiyah, uchsom v'sefer v'chasom v'ha'ed edim, some sort of sefer with a ksiva and a chasima and edim. What kind of edim? We know it's machlokes of Meir or Lazar, whether it's edim chasima or edim mesira, which we'll have to go into later in the year. But to start out, the big mystery in understanding a shtar is that a shtar seems to be illegal. Because we darshim mipiyam v'lo mipiksavam, that edus has to be oral and not written. As Rashi says, al torah, varam yotet tetvav, that edim can't write their edus in a letter and send it to Bezdin. And that's exactly what a shtar is. They put their edus in a letter and you bring it to Bezdin. So, how can there be such thing as a shtar? So, first let's understand what Rashi's saying. So Rashi says it means they can't send their edus in a letter to Beis Din. What? Rashi al Torah. Yeah. What does that mean? The Gemara never says that so explicitly, right? What does that mean? So why can't they send their aides in a letter to Benjamin? So there are actually two ways to understand what the problem is in Rashi. One way to understand is that the problem is that aides has to be oral and not written. That's one way to understand Rashi. Aides must be oral and not written. That is clearly how the Tosus Rid understood him. The Tosus Rid in Gittin Daf Ayin Aleph says, after he asks the star question and answers it the way most Rishonim do, he says that an aide cannot, an aide cannot walk into Beis Din and write his eidos and give it to the Dayan. Right, eight, what?
Is there a rule for the amount when you say Gzeir Sukasiv?
I don't remember if he said Gzeir Sukasiv, but maybe. I thought he said that a little later. But the contrast is, the other option is that no, Rav Chaim said that the psul is not, that what Rashi meant is not that there's a problem with the written eidos, but there's a problem with the Bifnei Bezdin. Eidos has to be Bifnei Bezdin. If they write a letter and send it in the mail to Bezdin, they're not Bifnei Bezdin. So the nafkamina is, can they walk into Bezdin and give them a piece of paper? So, let's just contemplate for a second here. Here is, Shelo yichtivu edusam igeres v'yishlichu lebedin. Why not? So one possibility is that it's a soul of ksav. You need bal peh, or you need bifnei bezdin, direct interaction. This is the shita of the Grach and the Ritva and Makos, who say that the Grach, the Ritva and Makos, who say that you can go into Beis Din and give them a piece of paper. I'm not sure exactly. I'm not sure if I didn't just notice it this morning, so I'm not sure. Who say that? Yeah. Rashi never meant, this is within Rashi. Rashi never meant the apostle written testimony, it's just you have to be there personally. Just like he says, Shalom Yamin Maturkman Ben Eden Dayan, right? What did he say? He learned two things. Number one, that they can't write and send in the mail. Number two, they can't speak to a translator. What's the problem? What they both have in common, that they're not directly interacting with Bezdin. Either they're going through the mail or they're going through a translator. It has nothing to do with whether it's written or oral. The other possibility is that, is that it just needs to be oral, and therefore that would make sense for the Tosus Rid, who says they can't just walk in and write it down on a piece of paper and give it to the Dayan. What he pointed out though is you could also say, if you want, that the Tosus Rid holds, and this is very doing to the Turgamah issue. Right? Remember, Rashi says two things. The other one is that they can't speak to a translator. That's much more doing. The problem is that they're not directly interacting with Beis Din. Not that we care whether it's sound waves or light waves. The Tosus Rid could also hold that if there's any direct interaction. He might just say that even if you walk into Beis Din and write it down and give it to them, that's not called direct interaction because you're not talking to them directly. You're writing down the paper and then they're reading the paper. So the Tosus Rid could say it's just a xeris akasav of Baal Peh. Or he could say, no, it's that you need a direct interaction, but I have such a high standard of direct interaction that even handing them a piece of paper is not considered bifnei bezdin, because first you wrote it and then they read it. The Grach and the Ritva and Makos, I'm not sure the Grach and the Ritva and Makos are very clear, clearly holds just a matter of direct interaction, because they say you can't send in the mail, but you can give it to them in person. Rabbeinu Tam has a third sheet, of course. This is all Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam says you can send a ksav to Beis Din, and he denies Rashi's whole idea. He says it never says anywhere in Shas you can't send a ksav to Beis Din. Oh, it says in Gittin Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph that if an Elin can't be made, and they asked, why can't he just be made Bechsav? The answer came along Bechsavam. So the Tam says, that doesn't mean Sapsol Mipichsavam, it means Sapsol Elin, only an Elin is puzzle. Why is an Elin puzzle? There are two ways to understand the Rebbeinu Tam. Either an Elin puzzle, the way he's quoted by many Tosafim, either an Elin is puzzle, because the principle of kol roi the bila ain bila makedes bo, kol she'ein roi the bila bila makedes bo, meaning if you can do it the right way, then you don't have to. But if you can't do it the right way, then you're puzzle. What?
Is that assuming that the principle is midaraisa?
The principle is midaraisa.
Tosfos in Kiddushin is midaraisa.
Tosfos in
Kiddushin is midaraisa. Tosfos in Kiddushin is midaraisa.
You'll have to show it to me. That doesn't sound right to me. But there are two ways to understand this. Either because it's really a din of Haggadah B'peh, but Kol Haroi, etc. So maybe Rebbeinu Tam admits that there's a requirement of Baal Peh. It's just that. If you can meet the requirement, you don't have to. Or maybe Rebbeinu Tam holds, and that's what he's quoted in some Tosafim, no inyan of B'peh at all, just of Psol Gavra of Elin. Right? That really, it's not about that you need a L'chatchila or a possibility, potential, B'peh, Haggadah B'peh. It's just a Psol Gavra of an Elin. There are lots of people who are Psol Gavra. The guy is Psol Gavra. Even Isha is a Psol Gavra Vedas. So an Elin is also Psol Gavra Vedas. Those are two ways to understand Rebbeinu Tam. The Shach deals with this. Some in Mem Vav, some cut inside Tadi Gimel, and tries to find them not convenient. Maybe Le Nishtaros, in some cases where if it was a Psol Gavra, that would be more Chomer than if it was just an Indian of Roy Labima. One of the things which Tosin Subas deals with is if Rebbeinu Tam says you can write your Edus in a Shtar and send it to Beis Din. Sorry, you can write your Edus Bechsav and send it to Beis Din. Again, we have three sheets about even sending their Edus to Beis Din. Either, sorry. We have three sheets about sending your Edus to Beis Din. Rebbeinu Tam says you certainly can, just an Elin is possible, for one of two reasons. Rashi said you can't, either because there's an Inyan of orality, or because there's an Inyan of Bifnei Beis Din. One of the issues for Rebbeinu Tam is, which is unclear, which Tosfos is a little on the subject about, is this the same as a shtar or not? Tosfos and Ksuvos go back and forth. It seems to be that it might not still be the same as a shtar. Meaning, is for Rebbeinu Tam, who can only use master Edus Bechsav, is Edus Bechsav the same as shtar, or are there two different things? Edus Bechsav and shtar is a little unclear, although in the end, Tosfos seems to assume that there might still be two different things. That is one half of Mipiyam Lo Mipiksavam. We haven't talked about Shtaris yet, just Mipiyam Lo Mipiksavam. So one use of Mipiyam Lo Mipiksavam is get nine Aleph, the Psul of Edus Bechsav, and there are three ways to understand that. Two ways within Rashi, and Rebbeinu Tam is just Psul Elin. The other usage of Mipiyam Lo Mipiksavam is in Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, says you're not allowed to be made what you saw in a shtar. Right? You've almost had all the days. The Edom can't look at what they wrote and then be made a regular Edus based on that. So it's not the same as this case of being made Bichsav. Here it's about being made Mitochaksav. That's also possible in Piyam Lom Piksonim. You have to say what you know, not what you read. That is a bit of a steer all over Shas, of course, because in Yom Tov Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, it's explicit as a soul in Piyam Lom Piksavam. Aiden can't testify when the Kedushin happens based on what they read, only based on what they saw and remember. On the other hand, in Bava Kama Daf Tzadi Ches, it's mefurish that if you saw a shtar, you can testify what you saw and write up a new shtar based on it. That's a stira. And in the middle is Ksubas Daf Chafam and Aleph, which is the machlokas Amoraim. That if you wrote something, Rav Yochanan says, you can't testify based on what you wrote. And Rav Huna says, no, only if you remember it on your own and you just like used it as, to jog your memory. So everyone agrees you can use it to jog your memory, Barahuna says, but then you have to have a real memory, so you can't be made to Tofasav. Rabbi Yochanan says, you can be made to Tofasav, even if you don't remember it all. So that we'll come back to a little. Now that we've introduced the structure of what's going on, is first we started with the Kiyam of the Tzav without getting into Shtaros. One usage is Gittin Davayin Aleph, three ways to understand it. The other usage is Yivam Stav Lamed Aleph in days, which is a different usage of Kiyam of the Tzav, and that's very difficult because it seems to be against the Gemara of Mokama and smack in the middle of Machlokas and the Gemara of Kisubas, all of which seem to deal with the same issue and say different things. Now we're ready for Shtaros. So, now we're ready for Shtaros. So, we started out with the question, if the Dosol and Pimlo and Piksavam, happen to be such thing as a Shtar? And there are three basic answers to that. Shtar versus Mipihem Velo Mipiksavam. One answer is Rabbi Tam. Rabbi Tam says, and which Pimlo and Piksavam, not the Imamas type, the Gitna, the Dafayin Aleph application. Rabbi Tam says, there is no Psalm of Yitzhakim, it's only Psalm of Elaine. Okay, that answered very nicely. He might also hold the other, the mainstream answer. That was the suffix here. The second answer, I know this is not the exact order, I'm just choosing to place the Rambam. The Rambam says, Taka, you know, those are two radical answers. Rabbi Tam says, Taka Shtaros work. And there is no Psalm of Yitzhakim, it's limited to an Elaine, it has nothing to do with what you thought it had to do with. The Rambam says, "Leidachisa, there is a total soul being sovereign. There's no such thing as a shtar. A shtar is an invention of the Rabbanan, because Hefker Bez and Hefker, they made a shtar. But of course, Midarais is no such thing. The in-between shita is all the Rishonim, and perhaps we're being a time in the Rambam to read this answer also. I'll be pashtus. Reading of Tom and Rambam as a second din. What we mean by this is, even Rabbi Tam might say, there are some cases of Eidus Basav, which I use my answer to defend, but then real Shtaros, I agree with Rishonim's answer. And even the Rambam might say, there are some cases called Shtari Raya, where I need my answer to defend, but other cases called Shtari Kini, where I agree with Rishonim's answer. What's Rishonim's answer? Rishonim's answer is, a Shtar is different. Right? The Psalm, if you have Lom Piksavam, is Eidus Basav. Eidus Bechsav is puzzle. A shtar is not Eidus Bechsav. A shtar is better than Eidus Bechsav. There's a Haloshem shtar, which makes it not an exception, but just transcend the rule of the Pim Lom Piksav. Yeah? Ah, sir. The Rabbi Tam says there's no psal of Mi Piksavam, right? It's just for an Elam. Rabbi Tam, says, the answer he says, there's no hechsher of shtar. Shtar is puzzle taka. Oh, we use it all the time. No, that's just me to rabbanon and shlotin. Old Ella Smith, they love it. So that's what I meant. They're diametric opposites. So the old Rishonim says, no, there's really full mitzvah solving 100%. There's really hechsher of shtar midorais 100%. There's just two different things. Shtar is not used b'sav. They look similar, but they're totally different halos. There's a halos shtar, which is kosher. That's a shel shtar. And then there's eidos, written eidos, which is puzzle. Of course, how do you know what's the Chesed Shel Shtar and what's written Eidos is going to be a Machlokes Rishonim. So, but that's the point. The point is that a Chesed Shel Shtar is special. Now we have to address two things. One is, one point we dealt with is, what phrase did they pick on to show that a Chesed Shel Shtar is puzzle? So, they said, what's the proof that a Chesed Shel Shtar is puzzle? The proof is there's a rule. Eidim, hachasumin. What?
Wait,
a special star is puzzle? It's special, I meant. Sorry. What's the proof that a special star is special? Eidim, so no star. Kamisha nechkira, eidim son, bibezdin. Or whatever, however exactly it goes. Right, there's that rule that appears twice in Shas. It's Eidim, hachasumin, no star is not just Eidim, bechsav. Right? Eidim, bechsav means the Eidim have said something, but Bezdin hasn't heard it yet. Eidus, we know shtar is a special cheftishal shtar, that there's special rules that transcend the normal rules of Eidus. Vaharaya, they wrote it without any dayanim there, and it's as if it was nechri do some of the bezdin. So that shows there's a special, unique cheftishal shtar which plays by its own rules. Seems to be a pretty good proof. And that's why, again, all the Rishonim pretty much all the Rishonim, said this way, as opposed to the radical answers of Rabbeinu Tam, or the Rambam. Again, let me just point out that the Rambam said this answer to answer this question. Rabbeinu Tam didn't actually say it to answer this question. But nonetheless, it does suffice. The that's a chet, special chet to Shalitas. Rabbeinu Tam actually didn't say this to answer the question of how can you have a shtar if there's a full mitzvah. He said this to answer the question of how come in my country the Edom always send letters to Bezdin instead of showing up?
I mean, you begin to say Harash itself, because the way it's quoted in Tosfos, again, it's quoted in actually.
Yeah. So I think that. See, the problem is if he also agrees to number three, he didn't need to say it as an answer to the question. So that's why it's Melko Kach Pashot. Okay, we'll come back to that. Lemaisa, how does this work? What do you mean, Drisha? Why is it Mishinechri do some Bezdin dummy? So you could say something a little more radical, which is that it's as if they're Dorish Mechoker and Mechabal Romegus, which is a little radical, maybe we wouldn't want to say this. The easier track thing to say is that no, it's a different track of Eidos. There's two tracks of Eidos. There's regular Eidos, which requires Drishas on Hakir Bezdin, and there's a Chetzah Shel Shtar, which skips the Bezdin. It's not Ki'ilu Nechri Juzim Bezdin, right? There's always Kid Nechri Juzim Bezdin, the old kid question. So you could take the more Mechudosh way, you say taking the kick can always mean it's Mamash as if, or it's just equivalent. So you could take Mamash as if. It's as if they themselves were Dorish, a Kofar, a Mechabal, or Edom when they wrote the Shtar. That would be hard. The easier way is to say Kit is not the exactly the same. It's just has the same effect. It's just worth as much. The Kin means that there's one track of Edus which has to go through Bezdin, and another track of Edus that doesn't have to go through Bezdin just goes through Chetzah Shel Shtar. And the Chetzah Shel Shtar if it was Nechor and Bezdin, because they don't need Bezdin, they have their own track, which works through the Shtar and instead of the Bezdin. This explains a few points. There's a few nafkaminas of this idea of can we should do some Bezdin dummy? What are some of the nafkaminas of this idea? What are some of the nafkaminas of this rule? Number one, that you lahaid mipi shtar, right? Eid mipi eid is pasul. But eid mipi shtar, again, against the Gemara Bamas, the Gemara Bava Kama, the Tzadi Ches, you're allowed to be made what you read in the shtar. You can't be made what Eid told you, but you can be made what you read in the shtar. Why? It makes a lot of sense. I can't be made what Eid told me, that's eid mipi eid. But I can be made what I saw in the shtar, because that's connected with Bezdin. It's already Ches of Eid Mikubelis. Just skip the Bezdin. So everyone knows you can be made a Ches of Eid Mikubelis, which is almost before Shemakos. And Makos says that if I come and say, I have no idea if Yossi killed someone, but there's Eidus Mikubelis in Bezdin, and there were Gomer Dino that did it, then we kill Yossi. I mean, find another person. Now, if you assume that Gemara didn't find that, that means they're reporting Eidus Mikubelis in Bezdin. That's not Eid Mipi Eid. That's Eid Mipi Bezdin. Likewise, this is not Eid Mipi Eid. It's Eid Mipi Shtar. I'm not repeating what the Eidim said on the Shtar. I'm repeating the Hefta of Eidus Mikubelis of Shtar, and that's fine. The other Nafkei Nafurish in the Gemara is Kevan Shehigat. Right? You're not allowed to retract testimony. Of course, I'm allowed to retract testimony if I just said it. Right? I'm only not allowed to retract testimony if it was already Mekobel Bezdin. Right? Of course, if Bezdin do Drishva Akira to me, I can retract my testimony. They haven't accepted it. I haven't finished yet. So, well, this is a Mefurish Mark Subasat Yuchesim base. Kevin Shaykh Choser is Shuman Choser Magid. If you say that's only Melpam, Bokhah Sabah, Kami Choser Magid, no! This is one of the two places that Gemara uses this Klam Mefurish. Once I write the shtar, it's a chesa of Eidus Gemura Umekubelis, and now I can't retract. Another nafkamina of this is a little funny, but the Mefurish Subas Daf Yudhet is that if how should I write this? We assume that the shtar is kosher. If we're not sure if the shtar is kosher or pasul, say Sinechri does a Bezdin dummy that shows that that proves that it is kosher. This comes up in two places in the Gemara. This is Gittin Daf Gimel and Aleph, right where it's Mefurish. this is the two places where I think Mark uses this common force, says, maybe it's Mezoyev. No! Okay, so much talk, we should not produce a Bezin dummy, and we assume it's not Mezoyev. Also, Rabbi Tam uses this very fascinatingly in the last post on Gittin Daf Yud Ches, nothing to do with Daf Yud Ches. Daf Yud Ches on Beis, the very, very last line of Tosos in the Gittin Daf Yud Ches on Beis, Tam says, if you're not sure, you have a decro, you have Psulim Shayr on the same shtar. You're not sure if it's Nimsa Echlein Karim Apostle or not. So you're not sure if they all intended to be made, in which case they're all Apostle, everyone knows that rule of Nimsa Echlein Karim Apostle. Or, if not only the Shayr intended to be made, and Psulim just signed on for Kavod. Or your Mechabit of Sulu. So Rabbi Natan says, well, if we don't know, we assume it's Kosher because we should not produce some best value. So that seems to be, now Rabbi Lichten pointed out, I mean, Rabbi Lichten pointed out as a chiddush, the Rav, what this is the greatest discovery in the world, the most interesting fact in the world, that it's a little bit circular reasoning, because only a shtar fits Kosher, and because the shtar, we assume it's Kosher. So it's a little bit of circular reasoning, and if I mean, okay, I'm sure we'll have what to say about how to break that circle in some point of the year, but nonetheless it's a Gemara. So you can do what you want. The Gemara seems to say Mishnah produce a Bezin Dummy means we assume Mishnah is kosher. Another thing which this helps with, this is what Reb Chaim pointed out, as opposed to Mubi Yosef. Mubi Yosef is a little tough. Is say graf leumat mimuke yosef, as opposed to mimuke yosef. What about zman? Does a shtar need zman or not? So it comes up a little in Gittin Daf Yud Zayin. It's mefurshing Gittin Daf Yud Zayin, as well as the rest of the sechet and yivamos etc. That midrabbanan that you need zman in the get, but it's kosher b'di'eved le'inyan. You know that if she remarries, then the kid won't be a mamzer even without zman. So You don't need zman in a get. So why don't you need zman in a get? A get is a shtar. A shtar is edus. Edus needs drishah v'chakira. Drishah v'chakira needs a zman. That's a big mystery. So I don't know if Lusty mentioned it here, but of course you could, one way to answer could be, based on last week's year, that a get is not a shtar, it's a shiloh v'chsav. The get is a shiloh v'chsav and that doesn't follow the normal rules of shtar, it's that it's never a kasha in the first place. Right, that's what he hinted at the end of the last sheet. So if you said again it's not in the realm of Shtaris, the realm of Shiluach is a fancy version of the Bingo of Shiluach, then of course you don't have any kasha. What do you need Drisha Hakira? But if you assume that again is a regular Shtar, then why don't you need Drisha Hakira? So if you don't answer based on last week's year, you have two answers. The Nimukhi Yosef is on Hedjah Daf Lamed Beis, the Yud Amud Beis in the Rif pages, says something very radical. He says that really, you do need Zman and a get. But midrabbanan, right, that's the Mishnah Echad Dini Mamanus, that's the Mishnah there in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Beis. Midrabbanan, they took away Drisha V'Chakira from Dini Mamanus, and as while they took away Drisha V'Chakira from Dini Mamanus, they also took it away from Gittin. Then it actually becomes a little funny. Midaraisi needs Zman and a get. Midrabbanan, they took it away when they took it away from Dini Mamanus. Then midrabbanan, they put it back, and that's the Kan of Daf Yud Zayin. But it happens. What? I didn't say it was a kasha. Now, of course, what's difficult about the Yosef is Tainach, they take away Jewish of Hir Dini Mamunas Hefker Bez and Hefker. How can they take away Jewish of Hir Dini? So he has to say, Akinu Rabban the Kedushin Minei. Right? The Akinu Rabban the Kedushin Minei is found all over Shas. There are, you pointed out, although this wasn't necessarily important right now for the flow, that there are two types of sukkahs of Akinu. Right, some must learn this, so you might know that's machlokas, we've shown them whether there's a big difference between these two types or not. Sometimes avkinu is used to remove ishus without a get, like in Basu Nachman Chet and Yevamot Daf Kof Yud. And sometimes avkinu is used to be machir apostle get, like Suvas Daf Gimel and Gittin Daf Lamed Gimel and other places. So the Mubi Yosef is saying, no, this is one of the cases where they were machir apostle get through avkinu Rabban Likidushim Minei, just like Mvatel get shalom fei bezin get up on gimel, just like almost beginning at the beginning of Suvas. So here also, get without zman, they use that kinu to be machsheret. So that's the Mukhi Yosef. Again, if you assume get is within the realm of shtaros, it shouldn't be shalom akira. Why doesn't it? One is Mukhi Yosef. But the graph, this is in the Hebrew, in Ages Per Gimel Lachadalid, said a much simpler answer. He says, no, even if someone starts commissioning that, because of this dummy. I mean, it's not so simple. He has to go through a lot of lumbus. That's the nature of Zman and Eidos, right? His Jewish about here at the end of the Bezdir, at the end of the Eidim, Ayin Shum. But he says, it's, what does it mean, commission that creatures in Bezdin Dummy? It means that it's the equivalent Eidos and Kubelis that Bezdin was Dorish Vechoker, but you can skip the Shlav of Bezdin being Dorish Vechoker. So he says that if you can skip that, then you don't need Zman. Since you're skipping the stage of Rishon Akira and you achieve the results of Eidos and Kubelis anyway through the special Chetz Shel Shtar, Nixeris Akasav of the Chetz Shel Shtar, therefore, that's why you don't need Zman, because the Eidim of Sulu Shtar commission that bridges the Bezik Dami. They don't need Zman, they're commissioned Echor without Zman. That's a very, very nice answer to Reb Chaim, which is certainly a lot smoother than the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef's answer.
So it breaks all the Dinaidus.
Exactly, it breaks, well, not all the Dinaidus. It doesn't allow Psule Eidus, right? Psule Eidus, even their Nechor and Accepted and Bezik, they're possible. Quite possibly, in a Hanami. Yeah, it's a big machal shvishon whether shtar seven din of eish yitzi yachol zim or not. And many shvishonim say haka. There's no problem with eish yitzi yachol zim in shtar in a chenami. That's a very popular sheet. Maybe rov shvishonim hold that you don't need yachol zim in shtar. It's in the same place in Hebron. The Nachlam Beit Shvishon discussed if I recall correctly. Okay. So that is just some nafkaminas of this magic of Shtar called Chetz Shel Shtar, connecting to some Bezdin Dummy, which actually means that it's not Eidus Vechsav, it's a special Chetz Shel Eidus Vechbeles, and we saw four Nafkaminas. Now, what we still haven't discussed, you know, we've given sort of this proof, but what we haven't explained yet is, how can you tell what's what? Chetz Shel Shtar is different from Eidus Vechsav, but what makes something a Chetz Shel Shtar as opposed to Eidus Vechsav? Practically, where do you draw the line? There are many sheets in the practical groups of the line, and we didn't even say all of them yet, because, you know, they're with, I think, the Rif and Yavamas, I assume, which we're going to start with next time, is another sheet. But what are some of the sheets to be said? So Tosfos already has three approaches. That one little big Tosfos. Ksivas Daf Chaf has three approaches. Right? What's the difference? What defines Chetzer Shel Shtar? So Tosfos first says maybe it's just a technical thing. What are the technical thing? One suggestion he said is Shnei Eidim. Eid is Bechsav, which we hear will be Ksava, means if one Eid writes a letter to Bezdin. But if two Eidim write, that's a Chetzer Shel Shtar. So whenever there are two Eidim, it's a Chetzer Shel Shtar. Whenever there's one Eid, that we hear will be Ksava. Two Eidim are part of the definition of Chetzer Shel Shtar. This question of whether two Eidim are part of the definition of Chetzer Shel Shtar is the Reb Chaim makes a big deal of in the stencil on Gittin Daf Beis Amud Beis, where Tosfos is a funny Tosfos. Some are going to leave you want to say Tosfos really meant at the end, but Reb Chaim said, there's a funny Tosfos that says, how is there a Hav? Remember the Havina Daf Beis Amud Beis being Machshir Eidach HaBaget? That is the Shema. Tosfos says, what's the Havina Machshir Eidach HaBaget? Don't you know you need two Eidim on the Get? So isn't it obvious you need two Eidim for the get? So Reb Chaim answered, no, the Havni is to be Masher one Eid, that one Eid is enough to be Mevarer, the Eid doesn't the get. One Eid is enough power to be made, whether it's kosher or puzzle. So why do you need two Eidim on the get? Not because you need two Eidim, not for the Eidus, for the Chetzer Shel Shtar, because the Chetzer Shel Shtar needs two Eidim. Even if the get, the Havni, the get is Yisurin, and Eid has to be Yisurin, but still a Shtar of Yisurin needs two Eidim, because the Chetzer Shel Shtar needs two Eidim. So that's what Reb Chaim says in the stencil on Gittin Daf Beis Amud Beis. He brought a riot from Vasu Daf Kosamach on the Beis and the Havmina. Get Makusher needs to be Eidim, as we know. And the Havmina was that this is a drusha Doraisa. For me, let's call it that's Xeris Kosam Doraisa. How can be Xeris Kosam Doraisa that you need three Eidim? Don't we know if he's Shnayim Eidim Yachim Dover? So you know, Shnayim Eidim is for Birur. But for a Chetzer Shel Get Makusher, you need three Eidim. So he says, what do we see from here? There's a special din the Chetzer Shel Get of a certain number of Eidim. So again, what are his two rights? Number one, Havmin about Vasuk of Samach. Two Eidim are enough for Birur, but you need three Eidim for a Chetzer Shel Get Mekusher. Obviously not a regular Get Pashut, but Get Mekusher. And the answer to Tosa's question on Gittin Beis and Beis, even in the Havmin that divorce is considered Isurim, and you need 1 eighth for Bira, you still need 2 eighths for a Chafsa Shal Get. And that's why, even though they know there are 2 eighths on the Get, they could think that 1 eighth is enough to testify that it's Lishma. This is against the Rambam Hilchos Malbim of the lower character, Dalet Halacha Yud. Because the Rambam says if you have 1 eighth on a shtar, if there's 1 eighth on a shtar, that I borrow money from Aaron, and then I'm Lachoy Yishvua. Right? That's Machai Yishvua Seyed Echad. What does that show? That seems to show that there is a Chafsa Shal Shtar with an Eid Echad. So, the Rambam in Hilchos Malbim of the lower sounds like there is a Chafsa Shal Shtar with Eid Echad. Rabbi Chaim in the stencil here argues, based on these two rayas, that there's no Chafsa Shal Shtar ve'eid echad. But that's one way, the Ri mentions, I think, in Tosfos Ksubas Daf Chav, is that what makes the Chafsa Shal Shtar is 2 eidim. I just want to keep in mind that these makoros that Rav Aaron just mentioned, the Rav Chaim and the Rav Hilchos Malbim, are not necessarily saying that is what defines a shtar. That could just be one of the things that defines a shtar. Rav Chaim's not saying this. Chaim's saying Das V'Schayim. Chaim's saying, but and 2 eidim. So, this is more of a tangent. The Ri says the definition of shtar shnei edim as a tangent, no matter what you hold, do you also need shnei edim for the chafsa shal shtar? Rav Chaim, based on these two rayas, argues yes here. The Rambam Hilchos Malbim below argues no. The second thing that Tosfos says there is the what is it called? Seder hashtar. Forget his exact lashon. Which no one really knows what it means. What? What's his, Tikkun Shtaros. Seder Hashtar. Yeah, he says both. Seder Hashtar. What does Seder Hashtar mean? Meaning there's different languages. There's one set of words you use and style you write in if you just write Aegis Basav. There's another style of a shtar. It's a formal style of a shtar. If you use a formal style of a shtar, that's a chetzal shtar. Use the informal style of just telling a story, that's Aegis Basav, that's Pimu Basav, and that's Pasum. Again, he doesn't tell us exactly how to define that, so it's only half definition. But Lamaisa, what all the Rishonim agree with, is the other day in Tosfos there is, Tosfos calls Das Shneyan, but it's famous to Rishonim as Das Hamaschayev. This is where the action is. Das Hamaschayev. This is mainstream of most Rishonim, and the Ramban, the Balamor, all the Rishonim, and the Bamas that we're going to get to next time. They say, what's the name of the Chafsa Shal Shtar and Eidim Bechsav? Eidim Bechsav is the Eidim write on their own. That's a psalm. If you have a little big psalm, they want to talk on their own, go to business, don't send a letter. Shtar is Das Messiah, meaning the guy who it's against told you to write it. That is already different than the ball game. Eidim on their own, if they want to be Eidim Bechsav, that's a psalm. They have to be made it the normal way. But if the guy wants to let them make a Chafsa Shal Shtar against him, he has the right to authorize them to make a Chafsa Shal Shtar, and then, because with his permission, the guy who it's against gave permission, Das Mitzchayim, then they can create a Chafsa Shal Shtar, and a Chafsa Shal Shtar, we know, is all the unique rules that we just put on the board. That is one day in Tosfos, and that is what all the other Rishonim generally say, Chafsa Shal Shtar, because of Das Mitzchayim. Now, the Rambam, Chafsa Shal Shtar to the Das Mitzchayim. How does the Rambam, how does number two relate to number three? So the truth is, the Rambam sounds like he denied the whole Chafsa Shal Shtar thing. There is no Chafsa Shal Shtar d'oraisa. It's all takana d'rabbanan. But it's not so pasuk, because the Rambam, at the end of the Sugas Shor Tzvi'is of Sefer Mitzvos, says to the Rambam, you're dead wrong. How can you say it's only takana d'rabbanan? We know we have Kiddushin and Gerishin b'shtar, and that's not meaning for Nisa's Bezdin, so obviously it's d'oraisa. So, how did the Rambam defend himself against the Rambam? So, what everyone says is that the Rambam distinguishes between two kinds of shtar. Now, one way he could have defended himself against the Ramban by getting his to say, again, it's not a normal shtar, it's a shluach b'chassav, it's a different ball game. But that wouldn't really help, because that would only explain how the get makes her divorced. It wouldn't explain how she could bring the get to Bezdin to prove she's divorced. She should have to bring Eidim to prove she's divorced. Because, you know, if you said, like, the get was just shluach, was not a real shtar, that would explain how she could be divorced, even though it's a puzzle shtar. But that wouldn't explain why she can bring the get to Bezdin to potter herself from Mises Bezdin of Aishas Ish. She should have to bring 2 eidim to Bezdin. What? And also doesn't explain Kiddushin. Correct. So the Maisa, that's not going to go so well. What Reb Chaim answers is that there is... Rabbi adds to the Rambam, you have no choice but to add to the Rambam. The Rambam was only talking about Shtari Raya. What does Shtari Raya mean? Shtari Raya means it didn't create anything. It just testifies that something can happen anyway. I lent Yossi $100, he has to pay me back because he borrowed it from me. The Shtar just is Mevarer, something that happened on its own. That's what the Rambam calls Midrabanan. But a Shtar Kenyan, like getting Kedusha, where the Shtar actually makes me marry or makes me divorce, or Shtar Mechiva Sada, not I buy a Sada with Kesef and then write a Shtar, but I buy a Sada with Kenyan Shtar, that's a Shtar Kenyan, that works even Midoraisa. So what you have to say is that this is Shtari Raya, but for Shtar Kenyan, the Rambam admits to Derech 3. Shtar Kenyan, he admits. Shtar Kenyan is called Chesed Shel Shtar. Chesed Shel Shtar has its own rules. So the Rambam also admits the Chesed Shel Shtar answer. It's just that he thinks only Shtar Kenyan is a Chesed Shel Shtar. Why? Because the Kenyan was created through a Shtar. Shtar Raya is not a Chesed Shel Shtar. It's just a Disbasav, and it's only called Shemidra Bana. So the Rambam really holds both. The shot is, of course, then, the Rambam has a new issue of what defines Chesed Shel Shtar. Shad HaRambam, Kenyan. That a Shtar accomplishes a Kenyan. That's what makes it a Chesed Shel Shtar. What the Rav did, is the Rav really loved Das Maschayev, and he was not willing to ever let go of Das Maschayev. So what the Rav did is said, no, really the Rambam is the same as the old other Rishonim. Chesed Shel Shtar is under Das Maschayev. Just the Rambam thought there's only Das Maschayev in a Shtar Kenyan. Why? Because Maschayev means I'm giving up something, right? I'm giving up something through the Shtar. I'm giving something away. In a Shtar Raya, I'm not giving anything up. I'm an honest person, right? Let's assume I'm not a Rosh HaRusha. So if something's really true, I would admit it anyway. So where's the Das Maschayev if I tell you to write a Shtar? I'm an honest person. I admit the truth anyway. I'm not giving anything up on the Shtar. That's not called Das Maschayev. What he did is he took Reb Chaim's explanation of the Rambam, which you probably have no choice but to say. In Reb Chaim's explanation of the Rambam, I don't know the other option. The Ramban is a good kasha, that's the only way to answer it. But what the Rav did is took Reb Chaim's explanation of the Rambam, where he said, the Rambam also admits the three in half the cases. Case of Shtar Kenyan. Why? Because Shtar Kenyan is called the Chesed Shel Shtar. You could have taken Reb Chaim just as he said it. It would make lots of sense. What defines a Chesed Shel Shtar? That it created a Kenyan through Derech Shtar, which is found all over in the Torah. What defines non-Chesed Shel Shtar? That didn't create any Kenyan. But what the Rav did is he turned that into Das Maschayev. He says, no, it's not creating the Kenyan that turns into Chesed Shel Shtar. It's just that there's only a hechitimsa of Das Maschayev when you create a Kenyan. Because if I'm actually giving something to you, that's Maschayev. If I'm just letting you prove what's true anyway, the Rav said that's not called Maschayev, because for honest people, that's not Maschayev me anything. Of course, everyone else, all the other Rishonim would say, most, not everyone's honest, so it is Das Maschayev. So that's what the Rav did with the Rambam. Lemaisa then, is there Das Maschayev in a Shtar Raya? We just gave a sort of different angle summary. Is there Das Maschayev in a Shtar Raya or not? There are three opinions. Most Rishonim hold there's Das Maschayev in a Shtar Raya, and that's what makes it a Chesed Shel Shtar. The Rambam holds there's no Das Maschayev in a Shtar Raya, and that's why it's only Midrabanan. Or, Derech number 1.1 and 1.2 here, the Rian Tosfos says, maybe there's no Das Maschayev, and there's a different thing that makes it a Chesed Shel Shtar, such as having to aid him or being written in formal language. Now, this is, I mean, we're kind of the first there. Siva said this also. I think this is Siva said. The Ramban also has this Das Maschayev idea, and this comes up in Tosfos in Bava Basra Divine Zayin Amin Aleph. Bava Basra Divine Zayin, the Gemara says, if I tell Adim that Bizocha in this field for Plony and write a Shtar. Once I did the Kenyan, right? I do a Kenyan with the Adim and I say, acquire the field for Prel and write him a Shtar. So once I do the Kenyan, I can't be Chozer in the Sod. I already did the Kenyan. But I can't be Chozer in the Shtar. I say, I change my mind, don't write a Shtar. Tosfos asks, what gives the right to change my mind and not write a Shtar? I'm not losing anything. Well, how can I stop him from writing a Shtar? Tosfos tries to find, no, there are like weird nafkaminas how I might lose if the shtar is written. Meaning even an honest person might lose through some side effect if shtar is written. Through some social effect or side effect. And the Ramban at first also tries to find some like fetch out, oh, I do lose if I read a shtar because this could happen and that could happen. The other thing could happen. And then the other Ramban says, no, hold on a second. Even if I don't lose, if I don't want him to write the shtar, he can't write the shtar. I don't have to have a good reason for him not to write a shtar. Tosfos, in the beginning of the Ramban, says, I have to have a good reason for him not to write a shtar. Then he says, I don't need a good reason for him not to write a shtar. If I say I don't want a shtar, there's no shtar. There's no das mischayev. I don't need a reason. All I need to say is not das mischayev. You're not writing a shtar anymore. You're writing edus mechsav, and you're wasting your time. So that's also where we see das mischayev coming up. Now, the last thing we pointed out is the discussion of Bamatsiya Daf Yud Gimel. Bamatsiya Daf Yud Gimel, which seems to be a support to the Rav. How so? Right, the Rav, at first we said the Rav was just like, he was hung up on Dasam's Hayev. The Rambam seems to be saying something fairly pashut, the way you have to explain the Rambam. Shtar Kinyan is a Chet Shal Shtar, Shtar Rai is not. The Rav says, no, what it means is that Shtar Kinyan is a Chet Shal Shtar is only when I'm giving you something, am I in Dasam, am I in this Hayev? Truth is that the Rishonim seem to say this in another context. What's the other context? The Gemara Bavit Siya Dr. Gimel. Machlokas, Remeir and Mechachamim, perhaps, 2 days, what Machlokas is, but if there's a shtar without a prius, meaning a shtar without a mortgage, without mortgage rights, without a shibud, just I owe you $100, but without, and my property is mortgaged. So, obviously I can't be going to Chasim Shibud. Obviously, if, you know, Golden owes me $100 and a shtar without a prius, Mechasim, not obvious, but assuming it really doesn't have a prius, right? That we really count that as not a price, I can't get mortgage property that he already sold to someone else. But can I even collect from him with this shtar? So that seems to be machlokas. And it could very well be that there are, well, why shouldn't I collect him with the shtar? It's a true shtar, he owes me the money. No, what if he kind of is parati? So it could be, many of you should assume, that they're arguing about that there's a machlokas here. If I have a shtar without a price, a shtar without mortgage rights, without a lien, rather, a shtar without a lien, and he tying his parati. Normally, if I have a shtar, he owes me $100, and he says parati, I say shtar can be adi gai, say, what do you mean? I have a shtar, you can't claim you paid. But what if it's a shtar without a price in the chassid? Then, there's one daya that he can claim parati. So now we have to explain this mystery. What is this mystery going on here? How come, just as there's no lien, there's no shiv in the chassid, he can say parati? Well, my son, I'm holding the shtar. Obviously, he didn't pay me back. So why would there be a day? There's one day in the Gemara again. There's one day in the Gemara that the shtar has no shiv in the chassim. He's nemet to say parati. But why? I'm holding on to the shtar. If you paid me, why am I holding on to the shtar? So there are two approaches, psychological and formal. The psychological approach is to say it has nothing to do with lumdus. It's just psychology. Since the shtar doesn't have a lien, therefore he considers it a joke. And when he paid me, he forgot to ask for the shtar back because he thought it was a joke anyway. Normally, if he paid me, he would have taken the shtar back. And therefore, what do you mean? You can't claim you paid. If you paid, why don't you let me keep the shtar? But since this shtar is considered a joke by people psychologically, he would have let me keep it. The other derech is a formal derech. No. A shtar you can't say parati against. But if the shtar doesn't have shiva nechassim, doesn't have a lien in it, then it's not a chetzeshal shtar. Why would it not be a chetzeshal shtar? Perhaps, right? The Ramban says here, it's lav maisa shtar ka'ovit. What does that mean? It's not doing maisa shtar. It's not a real shtar if it doesn't have shiva nechassim. Why is it not a real shtar if it doesn't have shiva nechassim? Isn't it still proving that he owes me $100? So it could really be that this Rav is not crazy, and that everyone really agrees to the Rav, even the other Rishonim. Right? The other Rishonim say, even shtari raya have das and eschayef. But maybe that's because shtari raya are also shtari kenyan. Why are shtari raya also shtari kenyan? Because every shtari raya that says I owe you money is a kenyan that I'm mocking you a shiv in the chassim for that money. So maybe really even the other Rishonim agree to the Rav. They say shtari raya is das v'schayim because it's maisa shtari because every shtari raya is mocking you a shiv in the chassim. It's not just a raya. Every shtari raya is a shtari kenyan. It's mocking you a shiv in the chassim. Therefore, if I leave out the sheep and the chasim, it's not my sashtar, and there's no dasim eschayim anymore. So it could be really that, even though the Rav at first looked like he's crazy for the Rambam, maybe he's not only right for the Rambam, but right for all the Rishonim. And Rabbi Nutam seems to agree to this as well. He just says a funny knitch, which we're not sure what to do with, because Sefer Shlomo
quotes Rabbi Nutam as saying that, no,
it really is a shtar, it is dasim eschayim, because it's making a meiser shtar preventing you from saying parati. It's a little funny, because it only prevents you from saying parati, it seems, because of the shtar, and the shtar is the prince who says parati. So, and there are ways to interpret Rabbi Nutam as not a problem. Rabbi Nutam also seems to assume you need meiser shtar, meaning it's not a shtar just because it tells the truth. It's only a shtar if it gives you a new right you didn't have yet. That's exactly what the Rav is saying. It's only das mishayev, not if it tells the truth, but if it grants you a new zechus, which didn't used to exist in the world. So it could be that not only might the Rav be right for the Rambam, he might be right for the other Rishonim as well, that when they say das mishayev applies to shtar raya, but not because das mishayev means stam, I want you to write it. Because even Shtari Raya give you things. What? According to Ramban, because they give you a Shiva Nechasim, and if not, it's not a Maisa Shtar. According to Rabbi Tam, because they give you the right to beat the claim of Parati, and if not, it's not a Maisa Shtar. So therefore, this Rub idea might really be true according to everyone. Just to sort of make very, very clear what we're saying here, what counts as das mishayev. There are now three things that we could say counts as that, three ways to interpret das mishayev. I don't think you can say this explicitly, but you call maybe das mishayev equals, just means the guy lets you tell the truth against him. Yeah. That is not like any of the Rishonim. As long as he says, I let you tell the truth against me, that's Das Mishayev. Or, the Ramban, and the Rebbein of Tam that we just mentioned, but Mitzid Afir Gimel, is that, no, that's not Das Mishayev. It's only Das Mishayev if the guy gives you a new Zuchus. That's what they call Maisa Shtar. For the Ramban, the new Zuchus, if he gives you Shiv Nechus, it's Das Mishayev. But if he just admits the truth, it's not Das Mishayev. And from the time, if he gives you the right to beat his claim of parati in the future, that's das mishayev. And that's similar to the Rav. And the Rav just takes it further. Rambam, lefi, the Rav, is only if the guy is machne you something with this shtar. Again, the Ramban is very, very close to that, depending whether he holds Shiva Nechasim or Kinyan Mamash or not. It's called Das Mishayev. So within Das Mishayev, there are different ways to draw the line as to what counts as Das Mishayev and what doesn't count as Das Mishayev. And it turns out a lot of Rishonim were really close to the Rosh Hashanah and the Rambam, which you would not have thought at first. Just the last thing we pointed out is that Rabbeinu Tam, we said Rabbeinu Tam actually, Rambam actually holds 2 and 3, not just 2. Does Rabbeinu Tam hold 1 and 3 or not? Meaning that there's no psul mibitzavim, ages basad is kosher, but there's also something called chetz shel shtar, even more kosher, or not. Rabbeinu Tam, at least the way he's quoted in Tosos in Subas and the Sefer Shlomo, right? Rabbeinu Tam some versions have this very explicitly, say he holds 1 and 3. Ebis Basav is kosher, but a Chesed Shel Shtar is even more kosher. What do you mean more kosher? Well, in what way is a Chesed Shel Shtar better than Ebis Basav? Number one, Bam Tzidach Gimel, each time is Parati. And number two, in Tosin and Ksubas Daf Chav, if no problem with AMPA, you can remade it Miki Shtar. So, in the end, we have 3 possible answers, but the Rambam probably holds 2 of the answers, not just 1. And Rabbeinu Tam also might hold 2 in the answers. It's not so clear whether originally he had to say that, but he might hold the 8th of Basav is kosher, but Chesed Shel Shtar is even better because it has all these various advantages that we mentioned. We'll pick up next time with the Rav, who has the famous question Yevamos, which we haven't answered yet, and might even give more answers on this list, or at least add to the answers, complicate the answers on this list, who asks, if there's really a shtar, the Chesed Shel Shtar is Edith Mekabelis, and you're allowed to be made of Miki what you read in the Shtar, one, you've almost stuff lemon olive, can't be made what they wrote in the Shtar, and that we will have to pick up in the next time. Why can't they be made what they saw in the Shtar? Chetzavayis mukubelas. It's a Chetzashel Shtar. So that we'll pick up with next time here. It's a Shem. I get up in the course, but I forgot to mention the course, as you mentioned parenthetically, if you're interested. Look in the Otzer Gaonim in Yavamas there for the Gaonim's very radical answer to the first question, which has nothing to do with us, but I forgot to put that parentheses on the Makoros list.
What?
Is a.